Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge that the First Nations people of Australia are and always will be the traditional custodians. We pay respect to all those who have come before us and lead us now, and acknowledge that together we must learn from the past to continue to move forward and reconcile.
This is Tegan.
And this is Kate.
And welcome to
Hard Rock Crochet. Hooray.
Hurrah. Huzzah. Seen that show? Have you seen that show? Great. Catherine the Great or something?
No.
The Great? I think it's just called The Great. Oh my God, it's hilarious. So it's about Catherine the Great from, you know, that period of time and how she got roped into marriage with a Russian prince or something, and how poorly she was, you know, treated, and then how she became the ruler of Russia for a short period of time. Anyway, so this show's about a parody. It's a parody of that. And everything is like, huzzah! And then they just drink and then smash glasses. And she goes, fucking swine. And she just, they swear throughout the entire, I love it. I absolutely fucking love that show. So, yeah, go watch it.
I'm watching Schitt's Creek at the moment. Fuck, that's hilarious.
I've heard it's good. It's on my list of shows to watch. Yeah.
I love using David's. So there's a guy on Instagram and it's called Schitt Content. And all he does is he goes through all the episodes and he finds like little snippets of things that they say. And I've just been using a heap of them as my reels.
Yeah. Nice.
So anyway. All right. Shall we begin?
Well, I think we shall, because in this episode, we've got a few things going on. We're going to be talking about what unravels our yarn.
We also have
it's a good one. That's going to take a good chunk of this conversation, I think.
I love it.
And then we have a new segment called Frogged It. So,
yes.
Keeping your ears open for that one. Hashtag Frogged It. And then I have a weird theory, and I'm going to rope you all into it.
Look, I love good, weird theory. I'm a conspiracy theorist myself, so I'm loving it. I'm looking forward to that. So make sure, you know, all the standards, follow us along on our socials, Hard Rock Crochet Podcast, join our Facebook group, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. And another thing, and I'm going to steal this from another podcast because I think this is a good idea. If you listen to us on Spotify, give us 5 stars. Give us a good rating. Bump us up. Like, we want to, you know, we want to get out there. So wherever you listen to us, give us a review. Give us an honest review. Like, we're, you know, we're not here like, give us 5 stars because we're awesome. But, I mean, we are.
I know what podcast you got that from because I listened to it too.
So, yes, go and do all that. We would very muchly appreciate that. And, of course, yes, check out our Patreon. We do have 3 tiers. We can talk about that later. And if you want to see us in all our visual glory, you can definitely and get early release of episodes.
Is that Madonna?
Madonna? Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. That's a little too old for me.
Lordy.
Controversy.
I'm not that much older.
I know.
Yeah, Vogue. That's it. Come on, Vogue.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
anyway, right. Sorry. Keep going.
Well, I was just going to say, let's get crafty.
Let's get crafty indeed. Okay. So,
what unravels your yarn?
Fucking right. So, and this happens to me often, and I'm sure everybody experiences this every project. Yarn weights are never the same across the board.
Correct.
If you go and pick up a worsted weight yarn, it's supposed to be size 4, it's an Aran weight, it's a certain size, and then you go to a different brand and you grab the same product, and it's thinner. It's almost like a DK 8-ply size 3 weight.
Yeah, what's with that?
I don't know.
Why?
Drives me nuts.
It's kind of like when you go shopping and you go, so like go into
I already know Kmart where you're going.
Or Big W. Yes. and you pick up at size 12 or whatever size you are in one item, and then you go to another store, so you go to Big W, and then you get the same pair of jeans in the same size, and it's fucking smaller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just need some consistency. Like, I understand from an Australian point of view with our pliers, the pliers are different because that's the amount of strands that go into the yarn. But when you're talking about weight sizes, so if you say a DK weight, which is a size 3, that is a certain size. If you say a fingering weight yarn and it's a size 2, that's that size.
Now, shouldn't be any more. I'm not sure if you showed me this or if I just saw this on Crochet Tay's stories, but she came across a lady, and Taylor, if you're listening, can you please share this on our Facebook group?
Mm.
She came across this lady that actually, so there's different, how do I explain this? So like in a DK weight, there's like different, it's like a scale.
Mm.
So you can have a DK weight, but one DK weight's not the same as the other DK weight because of the ply or something. I'm probably like completely butchering your explanation of this.
Probably the fiber as well, because you get some that are smaller than others, et cetera, and different weights.
Yeah, so Crochet Tay, she explained this really well, and I was like, whoa. Because she was testing something, and they're like, make sure that you have this particular type of DK weight. And I was like, what? I thought all DK weight was the same. Why can't they all just be like, if you're DK or worsted or whatever, that is what it is. Why does it have to be a sliding scale?
Mm-hmm. I agree. But yeah, so wasn't it, so say for example, if you had a 100 gram skein of yarn and it was 400 meters, that would equal to a DK weight yarn or something like that.
It was something along those lines, yes.
It was a little bit of an eye-opener for me as well, because I was like, oh, I never actually thought about it that way, because I've always done the, not the gauge, but I've always looked at the stitch gauge on the labels and tried to match them as closely as possible.
Mm,
that's how I would, you know, try and get the closest match. But then obviously when you get it and you do your own gauge, it's always fucked anyway.
Well, the thing is, little miss naivety here, I just thought, oh, okay, it's fingering weight, I'll just use that one. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm started to realize, I'm getting more into, you know, all of that kind of stuff now, realized that no, you actually just have to fucking check everything and just take the fun out of making a garment or whatever you're making.
It unravels my yarn that the yarn weights don't match, but I kind of understand why they don't match, because you've got different fibers, you've got different types of, you know, pliers, or you might have, I don't know, just it's all just different for a reason. But then on the other hand, when it comes to making items, you can use absolutely any yarn you want, honestly, and it's just a matter of tweaking a few things or holding things double or holding it with something else or changing your hook and needle size. You can pretty much make anything with anything, nearly. Like, don't go making a fingering weight product with a chunky, uber duper chunky, big, massive, thick thing like this, because it's not going to get far.
Well, I just want to be able to go, okay, this pattern says fingering weight.
Here's my fingering weight yarn.
Yep. But in saying that, like, a fingering weight cotton compared to a fingering weight merino would be different.
So cotton's heavier, so... Yeah.
Not that you'd find much fingering cotton, right? I think about it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do have 4-ply cotton.
Because you get like, I think this is actually.
Where is my brain going today?
So this is Rainbow 8/4 Hobby, and that's a 4-ply cotton.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Or fingering weight cotton.
My brain's just imploding this morning.
No.
Yes, no, that definitely unravels my yarn.
So if we can like kindly get some consistency across the board, our manufacturing yarn people, so that'd be just amaze balls.
Are we just being snobs?
Yeah, fuck it. I want to be a snob.
Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know. Tell us what you think.
Are you a yarn snob or not? This is the question we're going to ask.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep, I agree.
I say yes.
Look, I'm thinking now, like, I'm just trying to think what I've come across this week that unravels my yarn.
Oh, my God. Actually, just while I remember, so rosen.co, so Belinda, she sent me a text. I think I sent it to you on Insta. Of two different types of yarn weights, there was fingering and fisting.
Oh.
If I find it, I'll put it up. I was just like, this is the best explanation ever.
No, I often think that, like, anyone outside of our craft community, if they ever heard us talking about this, they'd be like, what the hell is this dirty podcast?
Yeah, why are they fisting?
Fingering, like, weight? What the hell is fingering one?
To be honest, when I first read it, I was like, is that correct? Oh, it is. Right, just go with it.
Who created these names? Like, why is it called fingering weight?
This is a very good question. Because it's definitely not the size of a finger. Not, like,
I need to
know.
We need. Does anyone know? Does anyone actually know? Let me.
Why is Aaron and Worsted two separate things, but not? Because Worsted kind of really comes in. We're googling.
Oh no! Here we go. I thought I was going to regret Googling why is it called fingering weight, because I was like, oh, shit, this is going to come up with some dirty shit. No. Okay, so the first thing, this is what Google says. The origin of the term fingering is derived from fingram, from the French fin grain, which means fine grain. In relation to yarn, this could imply that it is a more fine weight of yarn.
Oh. Why do us English people grab a word and then make it disgusting?
I don't know. What came into my head when I read that was my big fat Greek wedding, where he's like, you know, he's like, and there you go.
That comes from the Greek word, then blah, 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 insert word here, which means, oh, my God, that's so correct. I love it. I love it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Reddit. There's a Reddit forum about this. I could regret going into this. Let's see what Reddit says. Oh, wow. Okay. It's not dirty.
Oh, that's a first.
That's a first. That's a first for you, Reddit. There you go. So worsted is a style of spinning that leads to a smoother, often stronger yarn with more luster. Woolen spinning, another style, leads to often loftier, squishier yarn that's often a little weaker and more likely to generate pills. Okay, well, there you go. That's Reddit.
Thanks, Reddit. Reddit has answers to everything.
Animals are basically yarn walking around. What? Okay, Reddit, thanks for being weird. You turned up.
I love that.
Righto. Reddit never seems to fail when it comes to its weirdness.
Mm-mm.
Well, there you go.
We've learned something today. Fingering is a French word. Finger is a French word, and worsted is lofty.
And animals are just walking yarn.
Animals are walking yarn. As I look at my two, leaving fur all over the house.
Well, can we please talk about our new segment, Frog Dip?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Let me give you all the background to this. So, I was talking to Tegan a little while ago about my failed Pinterest crocheting project. And I was like, I nailed it. And I did, like, it was awful. And then we were like, well, we can't, like, we started joking around about how, you know, you always come across something, some cool project on Pinterest, and then you do it, and then you absolutely, it just doesn't turn out the way it's supposed to look.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going, you know, this is like our craft version of Nailed It, right? You know, like the cake show on Netflix, Nailed It. But then we thought, oh, we can't call it Nailed It because, you know, copyright and whatever else. So we thought Frogged It, because I want to frog this shit.
Yep.
It looks fucking awful. So here is my example, and I will put this up in our Facebook group so you can see it in all its visual glory. I'm not daring to even go get it out because it just...
Are you sure?
So, when I, about 8 months ago, It was Halloween last year when I really started to like teach myself how to crochet. And I was like, oh, I was just scrolling through Pinterest to try and find some, you know, Halloween craft ideas. And I came across this table runner, which was essentially, it was like a spider webby kind of Halloween-y table, crochet table runner. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. I can do that. It's basic. It looks really easy. I'm going to give this a go. I've got some really bright Halloween colors. And, you know, and we wanted to do like a little Halloween party thing for Little Fox. And I thought, we don't want to spend a lot of money on Halloween decorations. Perfect idea.
Yeah.
Love it. So I'm going, and it's literally, oh, it is the worst piece of shit I've ever made.
Don't mince your words.
It does not look anything like the picture. And now I think it's because of my awful, at that point of time in my life, my crocheting skills were not great. And this was targeted at as an easy beginner pattern. It was not an easy beginner pattern. I can tell you that right now. I look at it, I can't even look at it. Like, it just like, ugh, it makes me cringe. So yeah, frogged it. Massive Pinterest fail. Thanks, Pinterest. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pinterest. Thank you. Well, I don't have a story like that. I might, but I'd have to go look for it because it was a long time ago if I did do it. But I think hearing from other people,
yes,
to see your frogged it stories and or pictures would be amazing. So
it doesn't have to be knit or crochet. We're talking any craft you've come across on Pinterest, you've come across on Instagram, wherever, you've seen it on socials, TikTok, whatever, and gone, oh, I can make that.
Yep.
And you didn't. It didn't turn out anything like the picture. We want to see it. Submit your entries to us. You can send it on Instagram, however you want to get it to us. We've got a
maybe
few
use
ways.
The hash. We'll make a hashtag for it, I reckon. So maybe hashtag FrogdItHRC. So Hard Rock Crochet. So FrogdItHRC hashtag. Use that on Instagram or Facebook, or jump onto a Facebook group and post it there. Let's see everyone's fails.
I love it. I've got so many. But I don't have photo evidence of them all.
Oh my God. I just remembered something and totally uncraft related. All right. You ready for this? Oh my God. Okay.
All right. Tell me.
Okay. So I once ruined dinner for my entire family. As in, like, when I used to live at home with my parents and my brother and sister. So, yes. So my mum was at work and I was at home. And mum goes, we're going to have roast chicken, mashed potatoes and vegetables. Can you get everything ready? Not a problem. So she sends me the instructions. Peel and boil the potatoes in the water and then mash them with some butter. And then put the chicken in the oven. Not a problem. So I peeled the potatoes. I put them in the water. I get the chicken and I put it in the oven and everything's a cooking.
I just know where this is going. Continue.
The potatoes were done. So I started mashing them and added the butter, gave them a stir, put it aside. Mum came home, looks in the pot and says, what is this? I said, it's the mashed potatoes. And she's looking at it and she's looking at me. She's going, did you drain them?
Oh no.
It was just a mashed potato water mix with butter mixed in it.
Oh no.
And I didn't like think anything of it. I was just like, your potatoes are done, Mum. Then she opens the oven door. The chicken was dry and burnt. And I'm looking at it going, we're looking at it going, how the hell did you manage to do this? It was at the right temperature and like everything was good. It was all there. So she pulled the chicken out. The fucking sachet that sits underneath the chicken in the packet was still attached. The moisture remover.
Oh no. Oh no.
I'm surprised it didn't burn the fucking house down. So we didn't have dinner. I think we ordered in. But yeah. That was like the biggest fucking fail I've ever. Oh, hang on. Alongside with my okay, another cooking fail. So I moved out of home, and I was at home, and we've got this dish that we all make called Swiss Bliss. It's my nana's special recipe that she got to the back of a packet. Anyway, so it's oyster blade meat with a tin of buttered mushrooms, French onion soup sachet, and a tin of tomatoes, and you put it all in. Now, I got to the French onion soup, and I'm like, oh, I must have to make it up. So I made up the French onion soup and poured it into the casserole and then boiled the meat.
Oh, no.
I remember, I'm like, this doesn't have the same consistency. She goes, what did you do? And then I went through everything. She goes, no, you just pour the sachet contents into it. You don't actually make the soup. Oh.
Oh, no.
So I added like an extra 500 ml of water to this casserole that didn't need it.
I do that a lot. I like to think I'm a good cook, but I sometimes I just make things way too watery.
Mm. I've definitely improved over the years. Like, these are going back to, I think, when I moved out, I was 19, and that other roast chicken incident was like when I was 18 or something. No. So, yeah. Anywho, so tell us your frogged it stories.
Please. Actually, I have another one. I don't know if I have the socks anymore. I, back when I first, like, okay, so I've been knitting my entire life, like on and off. And then a few years ago, I really started to get back into it. And this is before I knew, like, this is before I understood what a gauge swatch was. And I understood that you probably had to use the yarn that was recommended on the, you know, on the pattern. And this is probably why I don't knit socks. I had the worst knitted sock fail. I just used some sort of bullshit acrylic yarn that I found at the Spotlight. And I was like, oh, this is a nice color. I'm just going to make socks out of this. Oh, fuck. That was so bad. They did not fit. They were so loose. They just kept sliding down my legs. So they were supposed to be knee highs. I was like, why do these not stay up? This is bullshit. Now I'm looking back with all my, you know, wealth of, you know, things I've learned over the years, going, oh, yeah, that's what it was. Sock yarn.
That's what it was, yep. I've done that too. So I wanted to make my sister a beanie, but I didn't want to, like, knit it, so I used a knitting loom. And I had no idea that the spokes on it could only take up to DK weight. So what did I do? I made wool in the gang. Crazy sexy wool, and then put that over the loom. I've got a photo of her trying to put it on. It is hilarious because it, like, sits on the top of her head like a gnome. It doesn't even reach around her head. I'll see if I can find the photo and I'll post it on the Facebook group. But, like, yeah, so funny.
Oh, yeah. So please submit your frogged it fails.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag frogged it HRC. Yep.
All right, well, I think it might be time to just have a quick little chat about our June sponsors.
Sounds like a plan.
Now, I must say, our patrons have been taking very good advantage of some of these good deals, snapping up some awesome little things.
They have, yeah. So I believe one of our patrons has completed their Droopy Zoo collection.
I love that.
Grabbed all the patterns that she needed to fill that in. So that's pretty cool.
So if you don't know who Droopy Zoo is, you have to go check throughout. He just for his content alone, it's just so wholesome and awesome and just so much fun. Just brings us so much joy to my feed when Drew pops up on it. Now, I'm pretty sure Crow with the Flow described him once as a quokka if he was an Australian animal.
Yeah,
he's cute and cuddly, and that's just what his patterns are. And if you're looking to try Amigurumi, you have to go check out Drew's Zoo. You have to.
Absolutely, they're
easy to follow patterns. And, you know, and he designs them with beginners in mind. But if you're a really pro amigurumi maker, then you can really go full out on his patterns. They're just, the creative potential is endless. So for this month, for our patrons on Patreon, he is offering 30% off all all the patterns on Etsy. And here's my awesome hand movement.
Yep. Love it.
So, yes, please go and check out our Patreon accounts if you'd like to join in. Every month we have a different deal for our patrons.
Yes.
So you definitely should go check that out. So, yeah, thanks, Drew.
Thank you, Drew. And Drew's not our only sponsor for this month either. We also had the amazing Lola, Lily and Lola Yarns.
Yes.
So they have a massive range from fingering weight all the way to bulky weight yarns and pretty much any base you can imagine, which is pretty awesome. It's great to have a good selection.
Yes.
And all yarn bases are also sourced from ethically produced Aussie, Kiwi and UK farms and woolen mills. And they're committed to maintaining sustainable practices and don't do mulesing, which is awesome. We want to stay well clear away from that.
Yep.
They also have lots of like vibrant colors as well, which is usually inspired by nature. And they also like to give back to Mother Nature. So Lily Lol is kind of like a one-stop shop for your yarns, right?
Totally.
Yeah. So for this month, they are giving an exclusive discount to our patrons on Patreon by offering a buy one, get one skein second price. Second half price. Oh, my God, second one half price. Buy one, get your second skein half price.
That's freaking amazing.
But that excludes, what does it exclude? The advent calendars. Admins. And made to order.
Accessories and made to order, So I'm just going on and seeing there is some stunning colours at the moment. So
I want to look.
There's some really, really, really beautiful. Now I'm going to butcher this name. Manitoto Aran Woolly Yarn.
Is that under the bases?
Yes. And they're really, wouldn't say pastel, but it's just a bit brighter than like a pastel kind of colours.
I just scrolled across. Merino Possum Fingering.
Ooh.
Possum. I heard that possum is very popular in New Zealand, so maybe that's a New Zealand base.
Possum?
Yeah. That sounds that's really interesting. Cool. It's a sock weight or fingering full ply.
Oh, my God. Look at this one. Merino Bulky, and it's called Maria Island Magic. Let's see if I can turn my camera around and show our visual peoples.
It's cobblestone.
Look at this blue. Look at this blue.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful.
So it's described as a mid-tone Pacific blue-green variegated colorway.
I'm just going into the DK weights, not DK Aran weight. Ooh.
Look at that. Oh, some of these are so vivid. Man.
I'm saving my money.
Can I just say I need to go back down to Tasmania because if these are the colours that are in the Tasmanian wilderness down there, sign me up. Holy moly.
Do you know where I want to go? Egg and Bacon Bay. There is a place in Tasmania called Egg and Bacon Bay and I'm desperate to go down there. It is on my list of things to do.
Why is it called Egg and Bacon Bay?
They grow egg and bacon.
Actually, they grow egg and bacon, do they?
Okay. No. So seriously, if you get a moment, go onto Google and look up Egg and Bacon Bay and then look at the Google reviews. It is fucking funny as.
I'm doing that now.
While you're doing that, I've just jumped into Drewby Zoo and baby Yeti and Sasquatch is fucking adorable and I could see that getting made with some like hand-dyed yarn. Oh, my God.
That is, yes. He has some, I can't go past the snail though. The snail was my favorite.
Snail's pretty cute. So is the turtle. And a narwhal! Sorry, I get too excited. I love narwhals. Did you look up the review?
Okay, yeah, you need to listen to this. Egg and bacon. Oh, sorry, eggs and bacon bake. 5 stars. I was pleased to find the elusive bacon tree grows freely and abundantly on the cliff sides, allowing for easy harvest of this most precious fruit. Combined with the eggs from the local farmer market, my friends and I were able to enjoy the local customs of having breakfast on the beach. Highly recommend.
See what I mean? This is great. I love it. I've got to go there. It's on my list. It is a destination. I'll probably get there and be like, this is it.
That's hilarious.
Cool. Yep. Egg and bacon bay.
Egg and bacon bay.
Mm. All right, well, stepping now away from egg and bacon bay, let's finish off our little segment.
Yes.
So this podcast wouldn't be possible without a HRC listener support.
Yeah, so of course.
And we would love of course. Is that like from play school? Is that where I've gone? So we want to think, you don't know? No, I don't know. Anyway, let's thank our newest members. And yes, especially like to thank one of our newest glitter ballers, Ricky Day. Hi, Ricky.
Thank you, Ricky.
And to have your name shouted out, get access to discounts, yarns and patterns, and early access to our episodes, head on over to patreon.com/hardrockcrochet, and who knows, you might get your name shouted out on the next episode.
Now, while we are talking about Patreon, there are mm-hmm. 3 tiers.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. If you're sort of like, oh, I want to help out, but I'm not too sure. What am I going to do? We have 3 tiers. And look, our basic one is just, you know, early access. You get early access to episodes. And it's just a general, you know, yeah, here's a bit of help. Here's a bit of support. And it's, I think it's $3 a month.
Is that, $3. And then you get to call yourself a hooker. Like, you know, you get the title hooker if when you sign up for that first tier. So that's always awesome.
It's pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap, I reckon. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Get yourself some finger and weight yarn on that.
Oh. You knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there.
Of course, but I did.
If you sign up for our highest tier, you will get an amazing thank you video.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did those this week and that was so much fun. And can I say, I cannot wait. If you commit to 3 months and at being a glitter baller, you get an exclusive merch item. Our first merch item.
Mm-hmm. One of many to come.
That's right. So look, if you have any questions, you know, DM us. You know, chuck us a line. We're happy to chat. And if you have any questions, and it just, you know, and really, you know, not just our patrons, all of you listening wouldn't be possible. So we just love that we can do this and have a lot of fun with you all.
Thanks for letting us chat your ear holes out.
Now, talking about chit chat,
mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is this theory that you have?
Okay, you and I, we grew up in the 90s. We are 90s kids, aren't we?
Oh, 100%.
100%.
90 through and through.
That's it. Now, recently, I don't know why. Oh, I know why. But I remember. Yeah, that's right. I have been really, really listening to the Spice Girls, and I'm talking like first and second album, listening to it non-freaking stop, like obsessed.
Now, thank you very much. I need somebody to take you mental. Yep.
My son hates me singing that. I have a theory.
Okay.
And like really, really have a think about this.
Okay, I'm
in the car.
I'm picturing.
I'm in the car and I'm listening to Last Time Lover. Great song. Fabulous. Yes. Kind of like undetected, one of those songs that just was on the CD album, the first album.
Yep.
every single song that the Spice Girls have released can be related to Yarn.
Okay, I'm following. I'm not quite following, but I'm following.
You got to listen to the lyrics. You can 100% turn any of these songs into Yarn. Like, you can relate it to Yarn, like this Yarn, like Yarn.
All right, well, give us an example.
Okay, if you want to be my lover, you got to get in my stash. So that song could be about Yarn.
Okay.
When two become one, when two skeins of yarn become one item, it's about yarn.
Okay.
Last time lover, I'm obsessed with yarn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what about mama? Mama, I love you.
The sheep that bring the yarn, they mother the yarn. That's where it begins. Okay.
All right. See? What else? What about Spice Up Your Life?
What? That's too easy. That is way too, like, Yarn can spice up your life, Kate. Give me a challenging one.
Your conspiracy theory here is that that they wrote all these songs with Yarn in mind.
Well, I don't think they wrote them with Yarn in mind. But us as crafters can quite easily turn any single one of these songs into something that we relate to with yarn or craft. So I'm now going to really win to something, Miss Kate.
Okay.
You and I are going to make some reels using all of these songs, and we will create yarny crafty reels with Spice Girl songs. Because I believe we can do this with every single song.
So how many songs are we talking here?
There's a fuckload.
Well, shit.
Maybe just like albums one and two. We don't have to go into After Jerry Left. It's a sore spot.
Well, look, but it's not the same without Ginger, is it?
Mm-mm. You got to have Ginger in your life, honestly.
Well, look, I just looked up some Spice Girl facts. Slam it to the left with these 10 facts about the Spice Girls. This is what has just come up.
Mm.
I want to see if they didn't choose their names, and neither did their management.
Oh, who chose their names?
I don't know. That's a bad. Yeah, I don't know how true these are. Number two, wow. Ginger Spice chose the phrase girl power because she didn't like the word feminism.
Yes, that is true. We watched a documentary actually about it, and that was really, really interesting because she did this and then that was like it. Girl power. Mm.
They credit Margaret Thatcher as being the original proponent of girl power.
Oh, interesting.
Ginger's iconic Union Jack dress is actually a dish towel.
No way. No, that's not big enough.
Apparently.
Dish towel's not big enough. It's going to be a beach towel.
Victoria Beckham has only been on the cover of American Vogue once, and it was with the Spice Girls.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know how true this is. Nelson Mandela was totally a fangirl.
That was also in the documentary.
Well, there you go.
And I think they got a picture with him as well.
Hmm.
Hmm. So, yes, this is our – I'm determined to prove this theory.
Oh, look, this is – I just put in Google, are Spice Girls crafty, and this is what came up on some random Facebook girls. The Spice Girls said it best. Zigga, zigga, za.
Zigga, zigga, zigga. Huzzah.
Well, okay. Well, let's see. Let's see how it goes, Tegan. I'm with you. You know, I'm always here for a good, crazy idea. So let's see how we go.
Mm-hmm. Be prepared, people. Be prepared.
I will let's prove this conspiracy theory, Tegan.
Every song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it. I really mean it.
All right. Well, what else? Oh, you've got the stinky feet ottoman.
I do have that down because I want an update.
You want an update. Well, it's still going. I will finish it. The move has kind of just put things on pause at the moment because, well, not just the move, but the girls have been sick. It's not COVID. And it's not like influenza. It's some weird RSV going around. I don't know what the fuck.
Mm.
And this is my, I don't know if this unravels my yarn. I don't know if it can be technically called unravels my yarn because it's not craft related, but just, it unravels my yarn. When? Sure. Why can't we all just get sick at the same time? Why is it one person gets sick and then the next person get better, the next person gets sick? Like, okay, this is going to sound really selfish, but I have, 3 weeks before I go back to work full time. And I'm thinking 3 weeks to myself to get myself prepared, mm-hmm. go back to full time work and, unpack the house and do some me time. No, my kids had to get freaking sick and now they're home with me.
I feel your pain. I really do.
Couldn't you just all get sick at the same time?
And when it rains, it pours. Honestly, it really does. And you'll probably be like this until you get back to work. I'm not trying to jinx you, but hopefully by talking about it, it doesn't happen.
Well, no, this is my theory. So back when I had little Fox and I was going back to work, I started her in daycare a month before I was supposed to go back to work because I knew, one, I needed adjustment time, and mm-hmm. two, I wanted some just time to mentally get prepared, right? Mm-hmm. She got hand, foot, and mouth, so she was like home with me the whole time. Mm-hmm. So she was at daycare by herself for the first week, and then for the next 2 weeks after that, she had hand, foot, and mouth.
Oh god, that's horrible stuff too.
Now it's happened to Fox Cub. She started daycare last week and she's probably been 4 times and now she's homesick with me.
Daycare is a cesspool. It honestly is. It is just a petri dish of just
it is. And
sickness.
Also, while I'm on my high horse.
Go for it.
Start of the year, all about COVID. No, if your kid's got a runny nose, they can't come to daycare. COVID, blah, blah, blah. Well, every bloody kid now at daycare has a freaking sniffly nose and a cough.
Yep.
And you won't kick everyone out because mm-hmm. you won't have any money. Well, you will because you still take our money anyway. But how times have changed.
I only have to deal with daycare until the end of the year and then Jensen goes to school and then I'm out of that hellhole. I totally, like, mums out there will totally understand childcare problems. There's so many. Doesn't matter where you go.
As much as I am bitching, I do really love my daycare. They are amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't not go there. It's just the problems that come with it and it comes with every daycare.
It's just so funny. It's how times have changed.
Mm.
But anyway, that was a very, really, really long way to explain to you that I have not made any progress. feet ottoman.
Oh, Lordy.
Because I'm in the process of trying to update my store and I'm just trying to do everything at once and it's just not so working for me. It's just not so working. But anyway, what can you do except put one foot in front of the other and just keep going on.
Exactly. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yay. Mm. Well, in saying that, we're going to have a little mini episode coming up soon with some special guests. Yes. Just regarding something that's been going on this month with a major company. And we thought we would invite a couple of guests on to have a chat about that. So keep your ears and eyes peeled for that one. That'll be
I'm itching. I so badly want to talk about it. If you think you know what would can we give them a spoiler? Can we
go for it? Go on. Do a spoiler. I wouldn't say who's coming on, but we'll talk about what we want to talk about.
I'm just going to say we crochet.
Mm-hmm. That's all we need to say.
That's all I need to say. If you, yeah. if you know, if you don't, go look them up on Instagram mm-hmm. and see the drama, and then yeah. you will know what we are talking about.
Yeah.
Holy moly. We thought we are knitters. Holy moly.
I know, it's just one after another this year, isn't it?
One after another.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think this one was a bit different because not only did they do so many things wrong, they then did the right yes. thing in the end after a little bit they of a did. Kick up the bum. But this is why we want to have this conversation, because a lot of people are sitting on the fence. They don't know which way to lean. Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't really made my mind up either.
Me neither.
It's
I have an opinion about it. I'm very like broad. Like, it's a very broad mm-hmm. opinion. Like, it goes across a couple of issues about it. But yeah, we'll talk about it more in the next episode.
There's and from what I can see, there's kind of three perspectives on this.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm interested to know what I'm interested to know what people really think about it. Mm. So yeah, I can't wait to have a chat about this with our guests because
it's a conversation.
And it's got to be a conversation. It's not about throwing shade and you know, or anything like that. I think it's an important conversation to have.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, please stay tuned for that. That's coming up soon. We're going to catch up with our guests on the weekend.
All right. Well, do we have any puns to leave you all on today?
Do you want me to go through my joke sheet?
Oh, please do.
there's some bloody good ones in here, honestly. Just got to find them.
Oh, you've come up with some really, really good ones. Knitting takes a lot of balls. Well, ain't that the truth?
Sure does. Grandma said she'd knit whatever I want if I picked the yarn, so I bought her some steel wool and asked her to knit me a car.
Well, what about this one? I might never buy yarn again. I might also win the lottery. The odds are about the same.
That's fantastic. I actually like that one a lot.
Yes, I like that one too.
All right, I think we can quite easily wrap up this episode. This has been really good chat today, so don't forget to show us your frog dits. Give us your Please. Foul projects, foul, you know, whatever you've done. Hashtag frogdit HRC. And
can't wait to see this.
And stay tuned for some Spice Girls reels. Hopefully a stinky feet ottoman.
Yes, and a stinky feet ottoman.
I want to really, really, really want a sticky thing. Ah.
Well,
don't forget, buying craft supplies and listening and using them are two separate hobbies. I've forgotten in my own quote. Can I start that again? Thanks for listening. And don't forget, buying craft supplies and using them are two separate hobbies. Bye.
Bye.